So happy spring. Do you know it's the first day of spring? And did you see their crocus outside? They're blooming. You have to see them on your way out, if you didn't, on your way in. When I agreed to do this Connections talk, Margaret sent me her description of these. She suggests, for example, that we describe, quote, an instance that was important to you that made you feel connected or supported in this church, unquote. And I thought, just one? Just one story, one connection? Holy moly, I felt supported and connected here for years. Here's where it started for me. My family moved a lot when I was a girl. We were Presbyterians, but some years we attended a Methodist or a Congregational church if there was no Presbyterian church nearby. I enjoyed the music and the sense of community in these places, but by my college years, the theology made me very uncomfortable. My husband is a recovering Catholic. He and I had basically ignored the whole question of a religious education for our two children until our daughter Leah was in middle school and suddenly wanted to be part of a church and wanted to go to Sunday school with her friend at the local Lutheran church. My husband and I thought, uh-oh, we have neglected this topic for too long. If someday Leah decides as an adult that she wants to be Lutheran, fine, but that is not the kind of environment that we want her to be in when she's starting her religious explorations. We needed to do something and fast. My sister had told me about the Unitarian church near her and suggested that I try that. So I did. I came here. I immediately felt at home here. Just as my sister had predicted, I did immediately feel at home with the people, the language used, and the social justice issues that were important here, even the theology. Right from my very first visit, UU Schenectady felt like a good place for me and my children. And hard as it is for me to believe, that was more than 20 years ago. You see, recently I discovered that this year, 2016, is my 20th anniversary of being a member here. Yep, 20 years, and God only knows how many committee meetings and Board of Trustees meetings in between. If I had to select one word or one idea that has meant the most to me in those years, I would say community. Being here has taught me the power of community. I have witnessed how a group of human beings can come together in love and make things happen, can come together and change lives for the better, can come together and magically make 1 + 1 = 3. Last Sunday, Reverend Craig Schwallenberg was here to talk to us about the upcoming search process. Collaboration was the theme of that joint worship service, you might remember, that he conducted with Margaret. We learned from Reverend Craig and Reverend Margaret that when we gather together, we can find power, meaning, support, solace, and the ability to work together toward a great purpose. And it seems to me that their term collaboration is not very different from my sense of community and from the magic that happens when we choose to live as an extended family in community here with one another. It is true that over the past 20 years, I have given a significant portion of my time, talents, and treasure to the UU Schenectady community. But here's what I bet you don't realize. Everything that I have given to you has come back to me double fold. Here are some of the gifts you, here in this room, individually and collectively, have given me and for which I thank you. You have walked with me in love and have accepted me despite my faults. You have been role models for me and my children. Many of you have shown me what true generosity means, how many forms generosity can take, and how I can improve in this. You celebrated with me when I retired and when my two grandchildren were born. You supported me when my father died. You provided the perfect ceremony and the perfect setting here for my daughter's wedding. You gave me the courage to return to one of the joys of my youth, something that I hadn't done since junior high, which was singing in public in a choir. You have helped me grow and have trusted me with major responsibilities, including being your president, which made me very proud. You have given me friendship, and through my work with you here, you have brought me into contact with many other great people and organizations. You have nudged me to take on new responsibilities, new skills, new roles that were previously way out of my comfort zone, like when you elected me to the Trust Committee, which somehow 6 years later I found myself chairing. You and some of the former members of this congregation have shown me another joy, how my money can contribute to provide for the betterment of this church family long after I am gone. Recently, you even trusted me again with the key to the church office, which makes me proud, even though I suspect there's an ulterior motive in this, because that key enables me to do more clerical writing and page layout work for this church. In short, you have fed both my spirit and my tummy. You have given me and taught me so much. You continue to love me and to amaze me and to fill so many parts of my life with meaning and joy. For all these gifts and connections, I thank you.